In Washington today, I'm Kai Rizdahl, the 17th of April, Monday. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Take some nuclear weapons, throw in some deep geopolitical uncertainty, tried but largely failed economic sanctions, intense global attention, and a new approach from the United States. And therein lies the current North Korean dilemma. The BBC is reporting that North Korea is going to start testing missiles weekly. South Korea, meanwhile, has doubled down on a missile defense system that China says is a threat to it. Vice President Pence in South Korea at the DMZ over the weekend said all options are on the table. So Marketplace's Sabri Benishour gets us going with this. A look at what those options might be short of, you know, actual shooting.
America's goal is to end North Korea's nuclear program. In the 90s, the U.S. tried carrots.
The U.S. promised to build light water reactors that were supposed to be proliferation resistant in North Korea and provide them with heavy fuel oil in return for their dismantlement of their nuclear program.
That didn't work. This is Scott Snyder with the Council on Foreign Relations, by the way. Early in the Bush administration, the U.S. discovered North Korea was cheating. For a while, the U.S. tried offering food aid to get North Korea to the bargaining table.
We paid for him to show up at the meetings, but essentially the North Koreans pocketed payments but never moved forward.
So nobody in Washington really trusts that carrots will work. The U.S. has tried a number of sticks through the U.N., capping of coal exports, for example. That's gotten us, well, where we are now, with North Korea launching missile tests. Troy Stangerone is with the Korea Economic Institute and says some sanctions could be tightened.
We're considering a range of options at the United Nations, working with China to take and cut off oil shipments to North Korea, going after either textile exports, fish exports, mineral exports.
But the reach of the U.S., even through the U.N., extends only so far.
China's cooperation is key to this.
The Trump administration is now trying to convince China to crack down on trade over the border with North Korea and Chinese businesses involved with the regime. But China doesn't want to push so hard that it ends up with the chaos of a collapsed North Korea on its doorstep. Douglas Paul is with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
You know, if you're looking for a solution, you may not find one. That's the problem.
Which makes this situation all the more unpredictable. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.